For those who love the movie The Princess Bride, you might take one look at the name of Quin Costello's documentary, Rodents of Unusual Size, and expect to be transported to the fire swamp. It turns out the ROUSs actually do exist, and they're living down in Louisiana. They're called nutria, and there are millions of them. Costello, along with co-directors and producers Chris Metzler and Jeff Springer, all came from environmental documentary backgrounds.
We care a lot about different environmental issues, but at the same time, we're finding that a lot of the films in that kind of field were very depressing and very hopeless and stuff. And we were kind of looking for a way to kind of tell more of a fun story that was a way, you know, we kind of look at the nutria as the entry point into this wonderful place that really is threatened by so many things, you know, coastal erosion and hurricanes and everything.
Costello said the documentary explains how the nutria came to be in the United States in the first place and the environmental issues they're causing due to their appetite for wetlands and their breeding rates.
I, for one thing, had no idea what a nutria was. A friend who I was visiting with in New Orleans had just been hired to eradicate them around Lake Pontchartrain. She was describing these giant rats, and then she was describing, you know, oh, and people eat them and they wear them and all these things. And I kept imagining so many different characters. I had it kicking around in my head for a long time that I'd really love to make a film about that.
He said when Chris and Jeff also expressed interest in telling the story, the three decided to buy plane tickets, head out on the boats, and see what was down there. Costello said they did, and it was really something.
The great thing down there in Louisiana is it isn't so much that they are trying to be funny. They just really have a kind of joie de vivre, you know, and they really celebrate life, and they know that their lifestyle is kind of unusual to other people, you know, so they're really happy to kind of, you know, celebrate that.
Costello explained the narrative for the documentary didn't immediately come together for the filmmakers. It took a while for the trio to figure out where they wanted to go with the film. Costello said it involved a lot of hard work and lots of filming.
We had these different people. We knew we wanted to talk to somebody in the fashion industry, and we knew we wanted to talk to some of the Native American people that live down there and spend some time in those communities. And after that first trip, we edited together these separate, disparate scenes, and we were kind of looking at, you know, what is the greater kind of arc of this movie. And so it was really kind of like putting together a huge puzzle.
Costello explained one of the biggest challenges when the film got to the editing stage was figuring out whose interviews to use and what could be left out.
You meet all these wonderful, great people, but you know that only certain parts of the story need to be carried by certain people, you know, so everybody talked about a bunch of different subjects, but we knew that we wanted different people to kind of be the experts on different things, you know, and trying to figure out where they're to eliminate that kind of overlap and let each person kind of make their point in a concise way took a lot of refining.
So the giant jackpot question after all of this is, did Costello actually eat any nutria?
I've had it a number of different times, and I can tell you that it can be really awful if I cook it. If Susan Spicer, you know, or Kermit Ruffins cooks it, they know what they're doing, and it can, and it's wonderful. It's really, really tasty.
Rodents of Unusual Size screens at the 2018 Omaha Film Festival Friday, March 9th at 6 p.m. in the Village Point Cinema. The filmmakers will be in attendance to answer questions from the audience. For a complete schedule of films and events, the website is omahafilmfestival.org. With Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.